This episode of Strangeful Things was brought to you in part by financial support from Oceanic Airlines. Places you've only imagined. Fly Oceanic Air. And by added support from listeners like you. Please visit patreon.com/strangeful to support the show. And thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm a kid. And since my parents aren't garbage, then warn me not to listen to this podcast. Because it's full of nasty stuff and cuss words and stuff that only grown-ups would think is funny. So, if you're a kid, like me, go read a book or something. Gosh. And if you're a grown-up, as soon as you hear a voice that isn't mine, you better have your headphones on. Got your headphones on? Sure? Okay, I'm out of here.
On August 20th, 2007, on Jedediah Island, British Columbia, a girl visiting from Washington State picked up a size 12 Adidas running shoe she found lying on the beach and opened the sock to find a man's right foot inside. Since then, 18 additional shoes containing dismembered human feet have washed up on the northwestern coast of North America. I'm Christy Stevens, and welcome to Acadia's Hell.
If I had hated a little more, just a little more, we would have had a little less trouble.
Can't you see her? She's right in front of you.
So rather than investigate it, he was a true American and just shot it three times. And
oh my gosh.
Do you find those witnesses credible?
She walks down the hill and never came back. Her body has never been found.
I'm 100% Scully.
Oh, Mom, the boy in my closet. He's my friend.
Strangeful things.
Welcome to Strangeful Things. I'm Christy Stevens, and I'm joined by my fellow companions.
I am Acadia, and I am lodging an official protest right from the beginning.
I'm Jen Martinelli, and I am so excited to torture Acadia.
I'm Kenny King, and I feel like I need to apologize in advance.
That's probably a good move.
And the reason why is because the girl visiting from Washington State picked up a size 12 Adidas running shoe. I'm only a 10.5.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
You have a good personality, though.
And Acadia is out of town right now, and it was either the microphone he's using now or a really fancy microphone that made him sound like his voice had been slowed down without actually slowing it down. And
so
that was just going to throw everybody off too
maybe
much.
What it was doing was making everybody else speed up, and I was normal.
I don't think so.
Seriously, with the drink, I'll fucking break all your teeth out.
Those so are the broken teeth swishing around.
Yeah,
style.
That's what they are.
You already broke all my teeth, fam.
They're patriarchy teeth.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty excited because I just want to mention that just, I think, yesterday or the day before, one of our mutual friends on Facebook posted a selfie of her feet in sandals and said, "Hello, toes." And Acadia was like, "No." And I was like, yes. And then he got very scared and had to turn off notifications so he wouldn't see toes anymore.
Yeah. Acadia is not a fan of feet in general.
Correct.
If you've been listening to the show, you probably have picked up on that.
I don't see. They shouldn't. Most people look like they drive a car in bedrock, like the concept. Like, so they're spending all day propelling their cars around rocky ground, but they don't care. They just will be like, "Well, whatever, this is America, so I'm just gonna wear sandals." And you shouldn't. And basically, the only time you should see a man's toes is if he's dead and there's a tag on it or he's a lifeguard.
Are people allowed to go swimming or no?
Yeah, but they have aqua socks, so there's no need.
So you think that everyone at a pool or at a beach have to wear water shoes or aqua socks so that you don't have to see their feet?
Or flippers.
You can go flipping. It's a safety thing, really.
And if there's only one set of flippers around, what happens then, Acadia?
You got to let your buddy flip for a while. Let
your buddy flip, exactly.
I'm dying.
The only thing I can think of is Tobias from Arrested Development and his never nude.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God. Man. Oh, God. So now that we've got that covered, let's talk about feet.
Yeah.
Protest.
The poor little girl mentioned at the beginning of the episode really did find a treasure while playing at the beach, but instead of pirate gold or sea glass, it was a squishy skeleton foot inside a sock. Inside a shoe. The shoe was a size 12 men's Adidas running shoe with white and blue mesh. Then, 6 days after that first grisly discovery, a couple on Gabriella Island, British Columbia, found another shoe with a soggy, decayed foot in it. This one was a size 12 Reebok.
Oh, both size 12. Hmm.
Both size 12.
Who wears Reeboks?
I don't know.
I guess weirdos who get their feet chopped off in
the
Pacific Northwest.
Initially, police were baffled and alarmed. Corporal Gary Cox, which is a fantastic name.
COX or COCK?
COX. Of the Oceanside Royal Canadian Mounted Police, was quoted in an interview as saying,
"Two being found in such a short period of time is quite suspicious. Finding one foot is like a million to one odds, but finding two is crazy."
So, yeah.
That's not how math works.
It's Canadian math.
It's Canadian math.
It's Canadian math.
So before we get too deeply into describing all 19 feet that have been found in the last decade,
yes,
I feel like it's fair to add that there's a history of finding shoes or boots with feet in them washed up on the shores of Western Canada. In 1887, a foot was found washed up on the shore of Vancouver, leading to the place of discovery being called Leg in Boot Square.
Oh, clever.
To this day. Also, on July 30th of 1914, the Vancouver Sun reported that recent arrivals from Kimsquit reported finding a human leg encased in a high boot on the beach near the mouth of the Salmon River, which is the present-day Dean River. It was believed the remains were from a man who had drowned on the river the previous summer. So, my big question is, if you see a lone shoe on the beach, are you going to investigate it, or are you just going to pass it by?
Definitely not investigating it.
All right. From my standpoint, if it was just like a regular shoe, then no. But if it was like a high boot, then I might be like, well, that would be difficult to just fall off. Like if it was somebody's fucking flip-flop, which shouldn't be legal or something. Then you wouldn't think anything of it. You know what I mean? But you don't usually see, you know, big hiking boots or whatever like that just laying around, because it's not like you're going to run and go, oh, no, my boot fell off, but I'm in too much of a hurry to come back and get it.
Right.
Well, but you also see shoes that are, like, have somehow been thrown up onto power lines, or telephone lines, or invariably, I always see a shoe in the road. And how does that shoe get there? Why is it just one?
That is one of the weirdest things, is seeing a child's single shoe on the side of the road.
Yeah, and it happens everywhere in the world, at least everywhere in the world that I've been. South America, Europe, North America.
Really?
Anywhere that I've been, you find shoes and power lines on the road. So to answer your question, if I saw a random shoe on the beach, I would probably think it was the same thing as seeing a shoe on the road or strung up on a power line. I'd just walk right by.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the same for me. Like, I actually remember having this conversation years ago about how you lose a shoe on the road? Like, are these people riding around with their foot hanging out the window? Or, like, is it an argument where somebody just throws their shoe out of the car for some reason? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah. It could be that when you steal them,
because that's what you're doing.
You grab them so fast that their foot comes out of one of their shoes.
Wow. That's okay. Really. When you steal what, a person or a shoe? I'm lost.
No, if you're stealing a kid, you're going to get on a really fast motorcycle.
We'll see.
And you go bombing down the street, and then you just kind of lean over and grab them, and no one can do anything about it. And then there's nothing left but one shoe.
So they come out of their kids.
Exactly.
Because their mom bought their kids a half size too big so that she wouldn't have to buy shoes twice.
I was going to say, actually, it is disturbing to see a kid's shoe by itself, but it's not really surprising because don't kids constantly throw and drop things, like if they're in strollers or you're carrying them? I feel like my entire childhood, I had little brothers 4 and 8 years younger than me. I feel like all the time my mom was like, we'd get somewhere and she'd be like, where's your shoe? Or where's your blanket? Or where's your bottle? Or whatever. Where did you drop this now? Like, it's just like a nightmare.
My Nana, God bless her, she's been gone for a couple of years, but one of her most favorite stories that she would tell about me was that she would pick me up from my parents' house and say, little Kenny would throw his hat out the window. I'd have to stop and turn around and go pick it up and drive down the road. He'd roll down the window again, and little Kenny would throw his hat back out the window.
Wow, you were a nightmare.
You were a jerk kid.
I was apparently not an easy kid,
That's surprising.
Wow.
I know. I'm surprised to hear that story too, Jen.
Because you're such a treat now.
Right. I know. Blue ribbon.
If you couldn't throw your hat out the window now because it would be too big because of your giant head.
My moon-sized noggin.
I thought I was the one with the giant head.
No, I hold on to my hat. My bald head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So Kenny has a giant head. I have a giant face. Apparently. Okay. So, obviously, the first thing that comes to mind when you talk about finding lone shoes with the feet still in them is that a serial killer is afoot.
Get out.
Zing!
However, none of the feet that have been found showed signs of trauma or mutilation. And in fact, all of them have been described as being disarticulated. So, Explainer Jen, would you be so kind as to explain disarticulation to us?
Absolutely. Disarticulation is when bones are separated naturally at the joint, in this case, at either the ankle or the knee. It often happens when bodies begin to decompose in water because the ankle is a fairly weak joint. Even bodies that are weighed down will quickly lose their feet unless they're wearing concrete shoes, in which case I suppose the feet lose the body. In any case, modern shoes are especially buoyant, which means as long as nothing eats it, the shoe will bob to the surface with its precious putrid cargo and wash ashore somewhere.
Thanks. So you really never know if you're going to find a shoe with a foot in it at the beach. It's always a possibility, apparently.
Acadia, have fun at the beach.
You know, you want to know something that Kenny knows, but you guys don't know?
Sure.
Yes.
So I have, among my many other self-inflicted maladies.
I do know this.
I have weak ligaments.
Yeah.
So
like all of them, or just
your ankle might just pop
specific.
Off.
Ankle.
I can just pull my foot out of the socket on my own. I don't because.
Oh my god.
But what had happened was.
Oh god.
Apparently, and I found this out years later. So I sprain my ankles all the time, all the time, and like the bad. Gross way. That's why I can't watch anything like Lauren, any of that shit. I can't fucking watch it because I've seen it happen to myself. But when I was in high school, I was playing basketball in the parking lot, and it was a Jesuit school, so we had to wear like suit coats and real shoes, like not sneakers or anything. So I was wearing like dress shoes.
Yeah.
And I jumped and somebody stepped on the inside of my foot when I was coming down. And my foot spun all the way around.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Backwards and upside down. So
what?
You got to picture this. So you're laying on your back, right? And you bend your knees so that your knees are sticking up in the air.
Yeah.
Then take your right leg and put, like, just the right above your ankle on your left knee so that your foot is, like, pointing out.
Yeah.
So you can picture that, right?
Yeah.
Picture that, except your foot is pointing straight down and you can see the bottom of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's gnarly.
So that's what happened to me. And when they brought me to the hospital,
the doctor said, "What the fuck?"
My mother always remarked that the nurse, when you know, when you go through the doors originally, like she looked, because they wrapped a pillow around my lower leg, except that my foot wrapped back up around the pillow, like back up my leg.
Oh my God,
so and, disgusting, Acadia.
So the nurse like made this move to the face when she came in. My mother was like, "That's not very professional." so the doctor was like, "Well, it's going to break through the skin pretty soon." And I'm like, "Okay." Because I was in shock. And he's like, and if you do that, then you're going to have an operation because it'll be a compound fracture. We can't have that." And I was like, "All right, well, what does that mean?" And he goes, "It means I'm sorry." And he just grabbed my leg and my foot and then just started fucking wanging on it until it was back.
Oh,
my God.
I think if anybody is looking for a visual, and maybe you're not, the easy one is the witch's body who got the house dropped on her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz at the end where her feet
curl kinda up.
Yeah, exactly. If you want an actual real visual, anybody who's watched or hasn't watched the Gordon Hayward scary ankle injury,
Celtics
versus Cavs, that's pretty darn close to what Acadia is describing. It's available.
You're welcome.
For anybody to watch. But it takes a strong stomach to see it.
Well, Acadia, you pulled out your revenge pretty early in the episode.
Well, but see, now you understand my own feet are my arch enemy.
Yeah.
Even walking down the stairs at 24.
Yep.
Wow.
So
that's ridiculous.
So I decided that the only feet that are allowed are Charlotte McKinney's.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Naturally.
I mean, even though she has like weird long bat toes, but whatever.
Oh, God.
Or Abraham Lincoln's, but nobody can agree on what they look like.
Yeah, that's true. He's just a steamboat anyway.
Okay,
I don't even
never
know
mind.
What's happening.
Nope, we're moving on. So I'm pretty sure at some point I promised there would be no murder in this episode, and I'm going to do my best to stick to it, no matter how much Acadia wants to murder me right now.
And the answer is 7.
Lucky number 7. So the British Columbia Coroner's Office has become a world leader in identifying waterlogged human feet because they wash up in the area around Vancouver all the time.
Lovely.
Of the 19 feet that have been found since 2007, at least 10 have been successfully linked to 7 individuals. The causes of death all appear to be accidental or suicides that have occurred in the area.
What the fuck did they do? Bungee jump?
Well, like, we're getting to that.
We're getting to it. So, 1 foot found in 2011 was traced to a 65-year-old man believed to have drowned in a boating accident in 1987.
This was no boating accident.
I know, right? This was no boating
like,
accident.
Like, that one just kills me because what is that like 30
it's 24 years
Is it? Okay. Yes.
Well, I can tell you, and I don't want to take us off track too far, but
no, that's fine.
Maybe this is another show.
Oh, but God.
A friend of mine, a guy that I've known for a lot of years, is on. He was in the Navy. He wasn't a SEAL, but he was a Navy diver, mm-hmm. and now he does like rescue work, like volunteer. He's part of the fire department's rescue team, and they do a lot of water rescues and recovery. And part of
is
the recovery.
Is he here in Florida?
He's in Florida. He's down in Ponce Inlet.
Okay.
And he, a lot of times they're called upon to do recoveries if they find a body, something like that. But as you know, Christy, Katie, I'm sure you know, a lot of our listeners probably know, Jen, you probably know too, there are a lot of natural springs in Florida.
Yes.
And there are a lot of places where you shouldn't dive because you just are going to get lost and you're going to die.
Yeah.
So anyway, this cave diving team went down with a light. They found a diver's body that had disappeared at least 10 years before.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And my friend said that this guy's body, they recovered the body. They brought it back up. But because it was in the wetsuit and because it was in the water, and the wetsuit compressed the flesh in such a way that he was almost perfectly preserved until they cut the wetsuit off.
Did he do like the exploding whale thing?
He wasn't there for the for that particular part of it, but he was there for the recovery, and he said that he actually saw the guy's face, mm-hmm. and it wasn't like someone who'd been in the water for 10 plus years.
Wow. Well, the spring water is like 72 degrees year round. So it's almost like he was chilled, you know, like in the fridge a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's, I know what you're talking about because, near us, like an hour away from Jacksonville, there's a place called Jenny Springs, and I've been there camping loads of times, and there are signs everywhere that say people have died diving in this cave. Like the signs do not make any bones about it. They were like, this is dangerous.
Yeah. Anybody.
It's actually a little spooky.
Anybody can put up a sign. Oh,
no dogs allowed.
No dogs allowed.
All right, so two different feet found on two different separate dates were traced to a young man who is believed to have jumped off the Alex Fraser Bridge in 2004. So they actually found both of his feet at separate times.
Nice.
Another 2 feet found months apart were identified as belonging to a woman who jumped from the Patullo Bridge in New Westminster in 2004. But my favorite part of this particular strangeness is Mike Johns, who was out walking his dog on Vancouver Island in December of 2017. He discovered a black Velcro shoe and left foot, complete with a white sock and a tibia and fibula still attached.
Oh, Jesus.
He was quoted as saying,
"By the looks of it, the foot was totally intact. The ankle bones still worked, and the bones were attached at the base of the knee."
So the best part of the story is that Mike carried the foot home for safekeeping because he was worried that high tide might wash it back into the ocean or that wildlife would carry it off.
Come on.
Maybe we could reattach it.
Right? Maybe so we literally, could sew it back if you on. See, I'll put a picture of this in the post, but it's literally
of the foot?
One of those. Yeah.
Oh,
it's you can't see the foot, but you can see the black Velcro shoe, and it literally looks like the old black Velcro shoes that like your grandfather wore.
Right.
Can't tie my shoe, but I can lose my foot.
That's right. And then it's got like a sock, and it's got two bones sticking up out of it, like just standing up.
What are these people jumping off that their feet are sticking to the thing? That like are these bridges?
No, Acadia. Remember the feet. Come off later because the body rots in the water.
Well, why didn't their hands and heads come off?
They do this somewhere else.
Your neck is thicker than your ankle.
You're not paying attention to the science, Acadia. This is why. Because the shoes are buoyant, so they float. And the ankle bone, the ankle socket or whatever joint is weaker than your neck. That's why.
I don't buy it.
So hands and feet are the first things to go off on their own after a body has started to decay in the water. But hands aren't usually encased in a sock and a shoe, so they get nibbled on and eaten away at. So they don't usually float up and, you know, they become food for shrimp and fish and stuff like that.
And then we eat the shrimp and fish. Boom. We're cannibals.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Knees and toes.
So the fact that these feet, the foot with the leg bone sticking out of it completely explains this whole thing, because the leg bones were basically skeletonized.
Right.
Because they got eaten. All the little critters ate all the meat off of those bones, but they couldn't get into the sock to get at the foot. And that's why the feet are, preserved in the
future. That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. They could start from the top and then go inside the sock. It's a fish. They're not going to be, what are they, scared?
They can eat. Scared, they can only down a certain amount of, they can only go down a certain distance into the shoe before it becomes too tight. Plus, you got to think, like, all that flesh is going to, like, swell because it's full of water. And so it's going to, like, fill up the shoe even more than it would if the shoe actually fit.
Right, and it would be delicious.
Yeah, so they eat all of it they can get to, and then they can't get past the ankle bone.
I don't think Katie's having some real, like...
Yeah, because I don't buy the sign. All right, so look, here's what's going to happen. Now, Minionated is done from her fucking around the world.
She's going to explain this to you.
No, what she's going to do is get somebody's foot and throw it in the water with some fish and wait and see what happens.
All right.
Then she's going to report back and she's going to say, yeah, Acadia, the fish can't eat what's inside the sock.
I just think that's nonsense. Like, especially if you put food inside a toilet paper roll.
Yeah, but that's got openings on both ends.
The toilet paper roll and get it.
No, but what if you just filled? It's so frustrating. You're being an idiot. Listen, it's not like loose pellets of food. It's a solid foot.
How are they? What
are you talking about? What kind of animal are you envisioning? Are these like krill, or is this like what? What do you think this is? A piranha? What is it going to use to dig into the shoe and eat the foot?
It's giant jaws.
Look. I'd like 1 pound of your best foot meat, please.
Lean, please.
No one would ever say that.
I'd like the Reebok foot meat, please.
No, but I'm trying to...
But also, these sea animals are going to eat whatever is palatable. So they haven't eaten the sneaker. They have eaten what they could before it got down to the sock. And let's say the sock is some sort of, I don't know, polyester material or whatever.
Yeah, they're not interested.
Like, think about the Titanic and all of these natural, biologic things that are down there still at the bottom of the ocean where the Titanic...
Episode.
So like the leather and the boots and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nothing, and plus, like those things are almost perfectly preserved 115, 100 and whatever years later. We're only talking in this case, all right, at the most 20 years and then whatever. Yeah.
I'm going to explain it so that Acadia gets it. You ready?
I'm ready.
You're going to fucking get it. Go on.
Jesus.
So let's say that you got a body down at the bottom of the ocean. And let's say that it's weighed down somehow and there are fish and shrimp and stuff eaten on it. And so they eat down the leg and they get to the ankle bone, which is all weak since we talked about that already. And they eat through enough ankle bone
comes off
that the foot pops off And because it's in a sneaker, floats to the surface, and they're like, oh man, we lost our lunch. And they just keep on going. Like, they're not going to chase it down.
I agree. Acadia, you don't make no sense. Christy wins. I like when he makes his sad, exasperated sighs of just, like, giving up. It's the best. It's the best, Jerry, the best.
I feel bad for you guys just walking around being so wrong all the time.
Oh, my God.
I hope you don't, like, bring this stuff up in polite company.
Yes, every gala that I go to, I talk about, you know, sneakers that float to the top of the ocean.
Who doesn't?
Hey, you got to keep the conversation.
All right, so to move on.
Yes, please.
Let's look at it. Let's look at what causes human feet to wash up on the shores of British Columbia in particular.
Hey, wait, before you do that.
Yeah.
How come I can, like, spit in a tube and have people come back to tell me that I'm Scotch-Irish trash at 23andMe, but they can't put a piece of this foot in and find out the same shit?
Because some of them have been decomposed to the point where they cannot use the DNA.
Ask Minnie did that. But she explained that about something to us before.
Can't get nothing out of it.
That's how they figured out, like, who some of these are, and that the foot was related, other than the fact that the shoes matched, which is a dead giveaway. But you know, they DNA test the ones that they can for people that are missing and stuff, but some of them, like, it's just too gnarly.
Well, plus
to get DNA out of it.
Plus, yeah, it's been contaminated.
Yeah.
Plus, everybody comes back as Aquaman.
Right, but also, wait, I have an additional point. Maybe they could take the foot and tell you that they were 97% Scotch-Irish, but not who it was. Like, who?
Yeah, they have to be in a database. Yeah.
How are you going to know who it was?
I'd know.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
It's Irish Joe.
Let me see. Let me take a look at that printout from the DNA report. That's John McGillicuddy.
It's going to fit in with my theory. Go on.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. So what is it that causes human feet to wash up on the shores of British Columbia and the Salish Sea in particular, which is what they call the body of water in all those little islands up there? According to Parker McCready, which... another awesome name. I don't make these up. They just end up being awesome.
They're just awesome.
Parker McCready is an oceanography professor at the University of Washington, and he says it's science.
Things that float at the ocean surface move with currents, but also are pushed a bit by the wind. And this can be significant in getting them to shore. The prevailing winds around the Salish Sea are west to east, so floating stuff in this part of the Pacific gets blown to the coast pretty effectively.
So there you go. Still super strange, but not paranormal, and probably not a serial killer. Probably.
Probably.
So is this the only place in the world where this happens? I mean, it's got to happen other places, right?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, there are a few other cases outside of British Columbia where body parts and feet have washed up on shore.
Fantastic.
And we are going to talk about them.
Oh, God.
In 2016, a Russian couple who had retired and moved to the island of Viti Levu, Fiji, to grow fruits and vegetables, I'm not even joking, disappeared under mysterious circumstances. They were last seen on June 16th of 2016, having drinks on Dinaro Island, Fiji. And the following day, police found the couple's vehicle unattended with the keys still in the ignition.
Putin.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Obama.
A week or so later, tourists vacationing at Natadola Beach discovered two pairs of human feet washed up on the beach.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
And not only that, but at the beginning of July, a New Zealand couple found a human head wrapped in green cloth and weighed down by rocks, bobbing in shallow water a few meters from shore.
Well, that had to have been an accident.
Right?
I always wrap my head in green cloth and put rocks in there right before I go for a swim.
Look, I'm Green Rockhead for Halloween this year. Oh, no.
I was trying to see if we could grow sea cucumbers.
First, I got to sink. head first.
Right.
That's the first part of my costume.
Sure, that one was murder, but we're not covering it in depth, so I don't think it counts.
It doesn't count.
So also remember how bad the news was coming out of Rio before and during the 2016 Olympics?
Do I?
So about a month before the Olympics began, a beachgoer found a dismembered foot and an unidentified body part washed up on the shore right in front of the Olympic Beach Volleyball Arena on Copacabana Beach.
I'm pretty sure that I remember that because I'm pretty sure that I made us talk about that on
the old show.
Waiting for the train because yeah. I did a whole thing about how Rio was terrible, and I'm pretty sure I remember this story.
Yeah, so
Kenny and I don't think Rio is terrible.
H-E double hockey sticks, no.
Oh my god, I haven't heard H-E double hockey sticks since I was a kid.
I know, I think I was like 12 the last time I heard that.
Yeah.
Oh god.
It was one of my dad's favorite things to say.
Spent some time
it would make my mom so mad. So earlier this year, in 2018, if you're listening to this in the future, a right foot washed up on the shore of Bangor, Wales. Sorry, not the one in Maine, guys.
And, I gotta say, it's Bangor.
Bangor.
Tests indicated that foot had been in the water for no longer than a week. So right. That was probably murder too, but we only spent two sentences on it, so it doesn't count.
It's two sentences too. Just get to whatever cockamamie theory you have so that this ends.
Poor Acadia.
Did you say cockamamie theater?
Theory.
Oh, theory. That makes
cockamamie
more
theater
sense.
Is a completely different show.
That's totally
makes
different.
Way
thing.
More sense than cockamamie theater.
There's got to be a reasonable explanation, though. There's got to be.
So, the simplest explanation is just the amount of people who spend time on or in the water in that area. The population of British Columbia is 4.6 million people. And the metro area along the shores of the Salish Sea is home to 7 million people. Suicides and drownings are somewhat regular events around any body of water. And the more people you have in an area, obviously, the more water-related fatalities you're going to have.
Right.
Even New York City regularly goes through the grim ritual of fishing floating corpses out of the water in the spring as the water temperatures rise.
Yeah.
Acadia, do you want to go down and check that situation out in the
spring? You know what? You know who I want to be? The person that finds the rest of the person.
Not the feet.
If I just found a bunch of corpses that didn't have feet, that would be like my favorite part of finding dead people.
Look, a body and no feet, guys.
And no feet.
Hey, did you hear about the bag of hands that they found like in
yes.
Siberia?
Yes.
Putin.
So weird.
Putin.
All right.
Here's what I'm going to say, because you're going to obviously bring us in for a landing on this, I think, or make me feel worse. But
who knows?
Reserving my revenge for the end of the show. So anybody that's listening to the show right now, if you want to be super entertained on a level different from because Christy's been talking about this episode for a long time. She's really, really wanted to do the disembodied feet. Like, kind of since, like, the first freaking day she started working here. She's like, hey, how about those feet?
And Acadia was like, no.
Yeah, so apparently I was asleep at the switch during the meeting.
Oh, yeah. I totally, like, flew this one in right under the radar.
Yep.
You know what? I realized while I was sitting here that I have a really, really good revenge. So everybody stay tuned for that.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it the Real Doll Show?
Nope. No. But now that'll be another revenge for something else later.
Oh, okay. For God's sake.
Y'all can do that one for the Patreon.
That's a season 3 or 4 show, I think.
So apparently,
and that's an all team show.
That's also an all audiences, all team members kind of show.
It's just like all we have to do is get a loop of me and Jen going, oh
yeah.
God,
yeah,
and
you can just
it'll
play
be fine.
That.
It'll be like we're there.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes, please.
So apparently 2016 was the year of the dismembered feet, and nobody knew about it. Not only did the reigning Miss Peru photo shoot have to be cut short when the beauty queen herself spotted a severed foot wedged in some rocks.
Not some socks.
By a fox. But police in the city of Bath found two severed feet within the same area 4 months apart in 2016. And both of those were left feet. So unless somebody had two left feet, there were two dead somebodies somewhere.
It occurred to me that what if it was somebody going, now that I've cut your foot off, you'll never get away. And then the next day he comes back and goes, fuck!
After a Google search, it looks like severed human feet aren't necessarily as rare and hard to come by as you might think.
See, I Googled Miss Peru.
Well, of course you did.
Lucky.
There's even a movie on Netflix called Finders Keepers that tells the story of amputee John Wood, who finds himself trying to reclaim his own mummified leg from a man who found it inside a grill he bought at auction. Yeah, that's going to be required watching for all this gallery employees. Netflix. Yeah, apparently. It's an indie film called
Finders Keepers.
Finders Keepers. Also, just FYI, don't Google image search severed human foot unless you've had your meds or a really stiff drink. But now I feel like I can accurately distinguish between a Halloween prop and a real severed foot. So that's going to look good on the old resume, right?
Ding.
Maybe if you work for Minionated.
And just as a really, really good story to tie it all off, this is the best.
So to speak.
We now turn our attention back to Canada in 2017, where police had to track down and return a mummified human toe that belonged to a bar in the downtown hotel in Dawson City and was used in their signature drink called the Sour Toe Cocktail. For more than 40 years, the bar has served the Sour Toe Cocktail, which is a shot of whiskey with a blackened toe, nail and all, bobbing inside. And patrons who manage to touch the gnarled severed toe to their lips earn a certificate.
You fuckers. You know what? I am now throwing assault weapon. Because it ever... Oh, why do you need an AR-15? This is why.
So what did they do? Did they swallow it by mistake and then...
Shit it out?
I'm going to tell you.
Then they passed it?
I'm going to tell you. Apparently, one customer bragged early on in the evening that he was going to steal it and actually took off with it after swallowing his drink. The bar was quoted as saying, "We are furious. Toes are very hard to come by."
Hopefully. not on the West Coast, yeah.
Apparently not. So... get this. They only serve the Sour Toe Cocktail during a 2-hour window known as toe time.
Fuck them right in their face.
The tradition claims that a rum runner in the 1920s preserved his frostbitten amputated big toe in a jar of alcohol in his cabin. And 50 years later, the pickled toe was discovered by a Yukon native who brought it to the downtown bar where it became a celebrated ingredient. Luckily, for all involved, a spokesperson for the bar said, "We fortunately have a couple backup toes, but we really need this one back." What? Just let that sink in.
That's not okay.
So this toe that was stolen was the newest addition to their collection, and it was donated by a man who had to have his toe surgically removed.
Come on.
After curing it for 6 months in salt, the staff at the bar had only just begun adding it into the rotation of toes. The manager of the hotel attached to the bar said, "This was our new toe, and it was a really good one."
I wanted their bar to burn down.
At least eight other toes have gone missing over the years, some stolen while others have been swallowed.
Stop it.
The original toe belonging to the Rum Runner was accidentally swallowed by a miner after 7 years of spicing up whiskey shots, giving rise to another tradition, the hotel bar's constant search for toes.
Okay, come on.
I am not making this up. This is a real story. Those are real quotes, folks.
Acadia?
And it is nasty looking.
I don't want these people to even have a thing. And I fucking guarantee you, if I look it up, it's going to be a bunch of fucking asshole beardos, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have pictures of the patrons.
Listen.
I feel like this has been around for a while.
Stop oppressing guys with beards. It's got
no. I won't. I'll oppress. No, I will.
Shel Silverstein out of it.
Yeah. Wait. Hold on 1 second. I just want to point out that like a couple months ago, Acadia had a beard. So just FYI.
But his beard was trimmed. It was reasonable.
So lots of people's beards are trimmed. He's just lumping everybody together like a bigot.
I'm not sure he is. Are you okay with a reasonable beard? You should be. Because I am. But what I'm not okay with is just this bushy monstrosity that gets oiled and waxed and shaped and tied into weird things.
Just another dick just hanging off their face.
How about that trend where they shave everything except the neck beard?
Yes.
That's not another okay. Thing. That's not okay at all.
No, it's stupid. I'm sorry, everybody.
So
don't be sorry.
So, I'm sorry to anybody who's listening that has a neck beard. You need to go shave.
Yeah, you do.
You need to get rid of it. And do the top knot, too. And we'll be happy to come
cut
over.
Cut that right off like a Jedi leaving the order.
Yep.
I don't think, I can't imagine, like, I don't understand how that's legal. Like, how can you put a person's body part in a drink?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know either.
It's Canada, so it's Canada.
I guess, but it feels like...
And I guess they tell you up front what you're about to do.
Yeah, but if they said, hey, get a slippery nipple with a real nipple, like, I don't think they would allow it.
I don't know the answer. It's incredibly disturbing.
Maybe if it was pickled in alcohol, it would be okay.
Or if it was still attached to the person.
Oh, right?
And it was poured over the nipple and you're actually kind of licking it off.
Okay, now we've crossed a line.
Astounding. Okay, guys. Right. Yes. Yeah. We apologize for Kenny. We apologize for Kenny.
He apologized in advance.
He did apologize in advance.
He knew.
He's like
he was
about
waiting for his moment.
About an hour from now, I'm going to be terrible.
Every show, it's like he's a werewolf and there's a full moon coming and he knows.
He knows it's going to happen.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
We all seem to forget every time and we're all like, oh, no!
What happened?
What's happening?
It's like an episode of Buffy.
But not that Jack Nicholson lame werewolf movie, whatever that one was.
No, that sucked butt.
Yeah, it really did.
Which one was that?
It's like he was
called Wolf.
Yeah, that's what it was called. He was a book editor and he made
a
couple of mistakes and turned into a werewolf.
Made a couple of mistakes.
It's happened to all of us. I was a vampire yesterday because I made some mistakes.
I mean, haven't we all made some mistakes and turned ourselves into legendary creatures?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
At one time or another?
Of course.
So now, here, I want to play a game now that you've given us this marvelous thing to think about. That I'm not going to be able to sleep now.
I'm so getting fired.
So, Christy.
Yes.
Name an actress that you admire.
Oh, no.
An actress?
Long pause.
Helen Hayes.
Evan Rachel Wood.
All right.
Good answer.
Jen?
Drew Barrymore.
All right. And Kenny.
Lucille Ball.
Right. Oh, classic.
All right. So now what I'm going to do.
Are you going to tell us our horoscope?
Nope. I am going to go to the biggest foot website.
I knew it. I fucking knew you were
going
to do
this. In the entire internet.
I knew that.
And I am going to look up the pages for these particular ladies, and I'm going to read you some of the comments as punishment. So I did Charlotte McKinney first. And so what apparently there, and they have more pictures than like the foot people are a fucking team. Cause it's all like collaborative.
Yeah.
So, and so
there's a deep underground with foot people.
It's well, and the reason
it should be underground.
Well, you know, when we did the gallery, when we started doing the gallery, we said, what do we want to be good at? And we decided tongues. It was because we knew we had no chance with feet, like, to begin with.
Like,
and this was,
forget it. We'll
never catch up. 2005, we knew there was no chance. Like, it was, so what they do is they have all these pictures that they post, and then people will make comments on individual things.
Right.
So here's the top comment for Charlotte is from user Respect.
Oh, God.
A long toe admirer here, but personally, I don't like these toes, which are too clubby at the tip in relation to the rest of the toe and too bony looking. Luckily, there's something for the rest of us here in the soles and heels. Close to 5 star.
Jesus.
And the next guy, Souls Perfection, says, oh boy, what a wonderful arch this is. So soft, shiny, veiny, and wrinkled. Look at this gorgeous skin.
Ew!
That is gross.
So those are two. And then there's... I had to use a picture of Charlotte McKinney where she was looking at her phone, and I can't remember what I used it for.
I don't know.
Well,
one of the 20,000 articles that you've written about
her? I know, seriously.
Well, anyway, whatever it was, someone, it's that picture, and they said, even with the slight bunions, gorgeous.
Oh, that my was from, gosh.
So yeah, now let's see.
Any fetish site, any site that's focused on one particular area is gonna get, I mean, microscopic, extremely granular, as they say in the corporate world.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, but well, then obviously we're doing something wrong with the tongue site because
it's not a fetish site.
It can't be.
Evidential Wood gets, and I'm scrolling past all the pictures. All right, great shape. Great shape, too pale for my taste, and she really doesn't seem to take care of them too well. 4 or 5. Beautiful woman, though. And then someone else said, dang, the definition of symmetry. And then...
Yay?
And then there was just
now
some...
Now I'm wondering
some,
how different my two feet are from each other.
Yeah. Loving her toes, a member since 2010, just wrote, oh, yes, I would.
Oh my God.
You see, I don't think anybody would ever want to see my, including my family.
Your feet?
Yeah. There's no real reason to look at them.
Poor Kenny.
I mean, maybe
no,
they
that's
do.
That's true of everyone. It's not just Kenny.
I mean, that's my point, is that I don't like consciously think, wow, I think maybe people might want to look at my feet today, so I'm going to do this or that. I mean, people might look at them or glance at them, but nobody's going to actually take a look at them and analyze them unless there's something really wrong.
Yes. Like
unless they're picking it up on the beach and trying to figure out who you are.
That's right.
Turning it over.
Or that, yeah.
Maybe checking sampling scars. Sampling it in a cocktail, perhaps.
Yes.
So Drew Barrymore
touches the lips.
Jen, you yes. happen to have apparently you found the queen of the feet.
Oh,
because
no, I'm upset.
It says magnificent, flawless feet. Wow. And then Footsie Foot Reborn says, I can even overlook the tat for these magnificent feet.
Oh God.
Hey, what's wrong with tattoos?
Apparently they're not they don't like it. And then further down,
they're like a purist thing.
Further down, someone said, now, ladies, do you see the importance of not getting tattoos anywhere where a fabric is against them every day of your lives? Good. We'll all see Demi Lovato and Josh Stone in 15 years. So, yeah, they're...
What?
Oh my god!
I don't even know what that comment means. Are they saying it's good or bad?
Apparently, according to the picture, her tattoo is getting like smudgy or whatever, and I don't know what that.
Okay, I'm gonna weigh in on that particular issue.
Oh, I like to hear this
because most foot and ankle tattoos that I have seen look like they were drawn with a Sharpie marker. Like they have very, very thick lines and like they just don't look nice. And I have several tattoos.
Why is that? Why are foot tattoos bad?
Because the skin is thinner on feet. Like,
right.
You actually wear away at it a little bit more, but also because it fucking hurts more because there's no muscle between the bone and the skin.
So Kenny, your pick, Lucille Ball, I kind of feel bad because
no feet?
No, it the first thing says very pretty woman, ugliest feet on the planet.
And one of the
pictures is like it's from the show. Oh, and it's just, you know, stills from the show. The first panel is some guy talking to Lucy and it says, "You work in the wine vat." And then it shows her feet.
Oh,
and
he
says,
yeah.
"Look at those feet, like large pizzas."
Oh, my God.
Her feet are like large.
It was a sketch comedy show.
Right.
What do they expect?
Oh, poor Lucille Ball.
Poor Lucy.
Now, are they talking about her feet as they are now or as they were then?
Well, now they would just be rickety bones, you fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even understand the question.
I hate to break it to you, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny, they're in a drink.
I hate to break it to you, but Lucy is no longer with us.
Well, that's my point. Actually, Christy, I'm glad you did this because I've always wondered about this whole foot thing, and I've never actually, believe it or not, looked it up. And I'm not just saying that for the show. I've never taken the time actually to look it up.
Yeah, it was the same for me. Like, it was always something that I'd heard about because, you know, every time they find one, it dredges the story back up. Right. And they actually, the most recent one was this month.
Wow.
Which is, if you're listening in the future, is May of 2018.
Yep.
Yeah, I had never looked into it either. And I guess I was, you know, doing this show, I was slightly disappointed that there was such a scientific explanation for it. But then at the same time, it's kind of like, it's still weird. So, you know, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, but also the scientific explanation is wrong, so you can still feel good.
No, we're going to check it with Minionated, and she's going to confirm everything.
I know,
thank
right?
you. Not at all, Christy.
Yes. And
this show will not air.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Yes, it will, because Jen and I post all the episodes.
Yeah.
I am going to change all of the passwords.
Nope.
For everything. And if anybody wants to suggest an episode, you can email strangefulthings@gmail.com because I forgot we even had that address. And
yeah,
since I just said that, I'm probably going to go look and maybe there's a bunch of suggestions and prizes in it. Maybe we have riches and didn't even know.
God, get
on
that.
I want some riches.
So then, you're going to be able to follow us on social media because we have a cool thing that Christy did. And
yes,
that's right.
Also go to patreon.com/strangeful so that we can buy. No, I'm going to say it twice.
Kenny, think of the people in the next room, please.
Yeah, I know. Jesus, they don't want to hear
it. Yeah, they were playing their music loud before.
Oh,
so
fuck them.
Oh, well,
I'll fight them.
Through the wall.
Through the wall.
All right. Just bang your
fist through
the
this
wall.
Fucking wall.
Yeah. All right, team. Good job. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Excellent.
Keep a thumb on it. Ha-ha.
For God's sake.
And scene. If you enjoyed this episode of Strangeful Things, you can support the show by visiting patreon.com/strangeful. That's STRANGEFUL. You can also follow us at facebook.com/strangeful or at strangefulpod on Twitter. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. And if you haven't, please leave us a review on iTunes. It absolutely helps, and we appreciate each and every review. Thanks.